born in a scream, torn from the timeless cradle of oneness, where no shadows fall, where no light rises, only the still, infinite hum of being. You were thrust into the glare of distinction, into the sharp geometry of edges, the unbearable clarity of a world that names you asterisk separate. Asterisk. And what a terror it is, this first gasp of selfhood, this awkward solitude that clings like a second skin. You, who knew no bounds, who swam in the boundless sea of unbroken unity, now find yourself a thread, fragile yet tensile, stretched across the loom of time. The baby cries not for the comfort of arms alone, but for the faint echo of what it cannot name, a warmth not of flesh, but of wholeness, a love not conditioned by presence or absence. We learn quickly to inhabit this separation, trained by the firm hands of culture and time, told to wear our individuality like armor, to stride as though the ground beneath us is solid, as though the chasm between self and other does not ache. Yet the ache persists. It hums beneath the surface like a forgotten song, a tinnitus of the soul reminding us of what we were and what we can never entirely leave behind. Deep sleep, the silent ritual of return, takes us back each night to the place before edges, where there is no I to hold and no you to release. There, the thread dissolves into the tapestry, and we remember, if only for an instant, that we were never severed, only drawn out. But oh, the beauty of this separateness, this fragile tether to experience. Without it, there would be no joy, for there would be no contrast. Without it, there would be no love, for there would be no lover. The price of distinction is steep, yet it is the only coin with which we purchase the richness of the dance. You are not here to solve the puzzle of existence, for there is no puzzle, only the seamless weave of now. You are not here to escape some imagined prison, for what is called the world is not a cage, but a stage. You are not broken, nor in need of repair, nor tasked with reconciling some primordial fracture. You are the thread, yes, but not alone, woven still into the fabric of oneness. Your length is your gift. Your journey is your song. It is not you against the world, for the world moves as you move, and your dance is its dance, inseparable, eternal. Even now, as you stand in the amplitude of your own becoming, know that the nodes, the past you cannot touch, the future you cannot see, are mere illusions of distance. You are always here, in the eternal now, the thread of you taut, yet never severed, drawn from the infinite, but never apart. So let the awkwardness remain, if it must. Let it remind you of what you once knew without knowing, that you are both dancer and dance, both wave and shore, both the weaver and the woven. The oneness that birthed you is still the ground beneath your feet, and the separateness you wear is the veil that allows you to see. This is the strange, wondrous price of experience, to feel the pull of the infinite within the bounds of the finite, to know yourself as a distinct note in the endless symphony. Dance, then, as only you can, not as an exile, but as a guest invited to the feast. Your separateness is your ticket, your return is assured, and in every step, you carry the whole.